This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura. Another casino closed this weekend in Atlantic City. The Showboat Casino had been around for 27 years. It's not the first or the last. The Revel Casino will go out of business tomorrow. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, Atlantic City is trying to figure out a way to reinvent itself.
5,000 people lost their jobs this past weekend in Atlantic City.
We're trying to ease the blow.
That's Ben Begleiter with Unite Here's Local 54. His union, which represents casino workers, booked the convention center to get resources to people.
Make sure that people have unemployment benefits, health benefits, and utility and food assistance.
The basic problem is Atlantic City hitched itself to a star, and that star faded. James Hughes is a professor at Rutgers University.
Atlantic City was predicated on being an East Coast monopoly in the casino industry. Now there's no monopolies anyplace.
All the neighboring states have casinos now. Of course, Atlantic City still draws millions of visitors, but
it's going to have a permanently smaller economy.
Gambling revenue is still half what it was in 2006. Oliver Cook teaches at Stockton College.
I think the big question is what AC does in the future to kind of rebuild and diversify. You know, there's a whole countless litany of proposals that have been put forward.
Governor Chris Christie is holding a forum to discuss just that next week. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.